And welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in radio show, where you can speak directly to me, Terry Nazon. You know the numbers. It's here at the BBS radio station, 1-877-876-5227 for U.S. and Canada. And if you're calling from anywhere else in the world, it's 1-888-815-9756. The direct line is 1-530-876-3222. And you can get all this information at www.bbsradio.com or from my website, www.terrynazon.com. Now, I hope you're all enjoying the new format of my websites, and a big thank you to our amazing webmaster, Johan Roaches of AbsoluteMediaWorks.com, and the new shopping cart that he has online for us. Big thank you, and check out his website, please. And again, welcoming you all to the live call-in radio show. And boy, do I have a program planned for you tonight, because I've incorporated lots of new things and lots of new ideas on how we're going to work through these planets in the month of August and come out floating on top in prosperity in the month of September. Normally, our radio show is on at Thursdays on 8 p.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific, and we still will be doing that show on Thursday, but I wanted to make this show up for you because I know that these planets are so important to you and the planetary aspects that we're all experiencing right now and we'll be going through the remainder of the year has everybody abuzz. Astrologers all over the world now are looking at these aspects and trying to make sense of it and wondering what it all means. To sum it up, we have two eclipses in the month of August. We have the new moon eclipse, August 1st at 9 degrees Leo, and we have the full moon eclipse, August 16th at 24 degrees Aquarius. Now, eclipses are not we have about two eclipses every twice a year, sometimes three and four times a year, okay? So we get eclipses all the time, yet everybody is very concerned when they hear there's going to be an eclipse. So a few things we need to understand and take into consideration when we think about these eclipses is where they're going to be most potent, meaning what geographical area are the effects felt in most, because you see it on the TV, it'll show you that it passes through Russia or wherever, and this is done by mapping the eclipses. And a good source for that is NASA, because they will map the eclipse through their satellites, and they also have webcams available, and I'll post that link on my blog. So this new moon eclipse, which is a total solar eclipse, will be across Canada and extends across northern Greenland, the Arctic, central Russia, Mongolia, and China, where we're having the Olympics. So we also have the partial eclipse, which is going to be the full moon eclipse, which is going to include northeastern North America, most of Europe, and Asia. Okay, so that's number one when we're considering an eclipse, is where is that eclipse falling? Is it falling where you live? And that's going to make it more potent to having an effect on you. Also, the second line of defense here is it aspecting any natal planet directly by conjunction or aspect in your natal birth chart? So there's two things that need to be considered when we're concerned with those eclipses. And so we have the most potent one here is going to be the full moon eclipse in the sign of Aquarius, which kind of conjoins the south node and the planet Neptune. We know the sign of Aquarius used to be ruled by the sign of Capricorn, and Capricorn likes to keep form and keep things the same, and the sign of Aquarius likes to destroy form and work outside of the rules, okay? So this full moon eclipse, of course, is going to be very potent, because we all know when we have a full moon, we get that kind of lunar madness going on and giving rise to some very strong reactions and rebellions in the sign of Aquarius. So we know that overreactions are going to be likely, secrets revealed, possible deaths of some important figures, just throwing in the towel, walking away from things, and also some, accidents, like you could find yourself being a little accident prone. The lunar eclipse occurs over China during the Olympics, and this could cause an accident, an electrical malfunction, or a mishap with a structure, something like that. The sign of Aquarius rules radio, electric components, and it's in an air sign, so it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be anything to do with water. The full moon eclipse falls very close to Neptune and the South Node, and so on a mundane level, meaning worldly level, for world predictions, could mean the death of an important figure. So it could be sudden surprises, secrets revealed, a death, etc. So we also have going on right now, which you know you've heard me talk a lot about, Mars in Virgo, and this is going to add a lot of energy to the third pass of Saturn to the last degrees of Saturn's shadow. And what does that mean? Saturn retrograded in December at 8 degrees Virgo, and as Saturn passes through 8 degrees on 8-8 of 08, it will be transiting new degrees. And so we have Virgo coming through first of all. Now it's interesting, it's going to hit 12 degrees. Okay, well what's so big about 12 degrees? 12 degrees is actually the sign with the degree where Jupiter and Saturn are going to be trining in September. That's going to fill out what's called a triad, okay? So the work you do now on yourself and getting yourself ready for these aspects coming up is going to pay off big time in the month of September. You've heard me say before that Mars and Saturn in Virgo haven't been together since 1980, and this is a 28-year cycle. This does not mean that we'd be cycling back around and repeating everything from the past 28 years, because that's virtually impossible, all right? For those born in 1980, it's a rite of passage as a first Saturn return, okay? And it does change your outlook on life and make you more responsible, more grounded, all right? So it doesn't mean that we're going to be necessarily repeating a 28-year cycle, okay? You're supposed to take this time and look back 28 years and see how far you've come, and each and every Saturn cycle is like that. So it's very interesting this week. I've incorporated some of the knowledge from the Sefer Yetzirah to kind of explain all about this Leo Sun thing going on, because while all this is happening, it's happening against the backdrop of the Sun moving into the sign of Leo, all right? We've had the South Node in the sign of Leo. We've finished with Saturn in the sign of Leo, but still we're not through it yet, okay? Because now the planets are going to be changing completely out of the sign of Leo within a matter of a few months. The new moon eclipse is going to be in the sign of Leo, and this should bring in a new level of prosperity. Now, why would I associate new moon in Leo or new moon eclipse in Leo with prosperity? Well, Leo rules gold, all right? And even from the Sefer Yetzirah going into Kabbalistic astrology, the sign of Leo, the sun, rule prosperity, okay? So it's a good time that if you are not having problems with money or prosperity, it's a good time to look at what may be causing that, okay? So the new moon eclipse will help us to work through the past. The full moon eclipse conjoining a Neptune will help us detach and pull things away from us from the past that we're hanging on to, okay? So the whole thing is to let go, detach yourself, all right? The full moon eclipse will also help us to see things for what they are, not necessarily as we want them to be. And that's not always easy, because we always like to go with rose-colored glasses on, all right? So it does come to us as a shock sometimes when we have to see things for what they are. On a mundane sense, it's going to, like I said before, it's going to prove the death of a very important person. Accordingly, the sun, which rules Leo and the fifth house of love and romance and children and risk-taking, gambling, I could go on and on, it's made up of fire. If we visualize the sun, it's a big fireball, and it burns everything it touches until it disappears, okay? When you see places like California that have been ravaged by fire, you see it conversely make things disappear. So looking back, and the sun also rules the past, okay? So looking back and living in the past is dead energy. So for that reason, that we cannot look directly at the sun, because it's going to hurt your eyes, it burns. And in the Sefer Yetzirah, according to the Sefer Yetzirah, the sun is placed behind us. It is our past. So looking too much at the past, dwelling on the past, is dead energy. Okay, so that's one thing that we don't want to do as we're coming into these eclipses, is dwell on the past, look back to the past, and project our past onto our future. We can't forget our past, because it is part of who we are. But we don't want to dwell on it. We don't want to, take that kind of negative dwelling on it. Okay, it's our past. It's with us. It's part of us. So be it. What we do want to do is we do want to look ahead, because remember, Mars is in Virgo along with Saturn in Virgo, and this is forward moving. Mars is in front of us. It is constantly looking to the future. Okay? Future is something we can never touch. We can never have it because it's always there. It's always something we're looking at. So as we're coming into this eclipse, as the sun is moving into Leo, we want to shed the past, but still remember, in a good sense, it's part of us, and we want to look to the future, because Mars and Saturn is going to provide us with a very strong energy to move forward into the future, where we're going to find new beginnings, a new future, new hope, new prosperity. So that's all ahead of us, as long as we can not dwell on the past and not think about the past. Remember the story from the Bible when they had to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back. The wife looked back and she turned into salt. So this is telling us too, don't look back, just keep looking. When we think about the fifth house, we think about love and romance, but it's really just far more than that. It's getting attention from others. In fact, the houses 4, 5, and 6 all deal with how we go about meeting new people and getting their attention. We can also relate to the pain in our hearts we feel when a love affair is over. It's also a death energy, isn't it? When we think about it, our heart is broken, we want to move, we just don't feel so well. So because we want it like it was when the object of our affections or desire treated us as if we were the center of their universe, like a baby or like a child. So it's about ego. The sun, Leo, the fifth house, deal with ego, okay? And when we have our hearts broken, we feel that kind of like death energy. So it's telling us that something's wrong with our ego. We're looking back to the past instead of allowing for the change and allowing for new energy to come to us, all right? So we have the sun, which rules the fifth house of love and romance, creativity, children. It rules ego. It rules autocratic behavior, self-absorbed, domineering, too opinionated, energy, just like a baby. When a baby cries and they're demanding, this is the Leo energy. So, but Leo, because Leo also rules prosperity, we have to get that part of that energy aligned, don't we? So we have to, you know, we have to get our egos in check. Don't be too domineering. Don't be too opinionated. Don't demand other people's attention. You know, in order for us to focus on what's ahead of us, just keep in mind what's ahead of us. We can never reach the future, but we have to keep striving for it. So don't be miserable like a baby. I'm sure a baby, when a baby is crying for something, it's not happy, all right? So the sun in Leo is going to be very important for us to dissect that energy and think about, what does the sign of Leo mean? What does the fifth house mean? And then check it at the door, because the sun is always behind us. We cannot look directly at the sun. We cannot touch the sun. We cannot interact with the sun too much, all right? So we have to keep that in perspective, and that's why I brought this very esoteric, very spiritual knowledge from the Sefer Yetzirah to us today, to help us manage to get to September, where we can just jumpstart our lives for new prosperity and get our lives in order. So it's going to be how you conduct yourselves right now, working hard, desiring, and going after what you want. How are you going to grow? How are you going to push yourself to accomplish things? And again, the sun rules gold, so it rules prosperity. So a quick check of your financial situation is going to tell you where your ego is. Are you too domineering over others? Are you too opinionated? And this is a fantastic time to do an ego check and check yourself in these areas, and then let the prosperity roll in. Why don't you do that experiment with me, and we'll see how it goes. So the sun behind you says, yes, things have happened in the past. We're not going to forget them. We're going to incorporate them into our lives. It's over and done with. It casts a shadow on you. Okay, so we remember it. But every day you can learn, you can yearn for something, and you can create a new future for yourself. You were once a child, but now you're not, okay? So we have some unusual things happening. The sun, Mercury, Venus, and the south node will conjoin in the sign of Leo. So this will show us and tell us and speak to us as to where our egos are way out of whack, okay? The north and south nodes do a beautiful thing. They oscillate back and forth in a counter direction to the planets. The north and south node, they're considered spiritual points in the zodiac, okay? The south node in Leo can bring more trouble than necessary if we don't have that kind of Leo energy in check, okay? But it can also help us to overcome and see and point out and direct us to where the problems are. All right, so we have a lot of planetary activity that's really gearing up. Some of it could be painful, doesn't have to be, but it's prodding us to all to move forward and get excited about life, chase after it, and think about the future, put the past in perspective, but think about the future and go after the future. So I have brought here as my guest today my daughter Marie, and she was born in 1980. And Marie, how do you feel about astrology? You want to give us some thoughts?
Well, I kind of, you kind of like made me grow up on it. So, and, you know, every time you warned me of everything and I didn't listen, and then I either came back broken, crying, you're right. Look at it. But look, on the plus side, I learn. I mean, I've been in the house for 3 months. I mean, that's imprisonment, staying away from everybody. And look at it, I'm all right.
Yep.
Everybody else around me is falling apart, but I'm cool. That's
so you listen to me now, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. And I think we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
this is Jordan.
Who is it?
Jordan.
Hi, Georgianne. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your date of birth?
It's June 18th, 1963.
June 1863?
Yes.
And how can I help you today?
It's the past several months have been a little out of character, and so I was hoping you could give me some great news about the rest of this year, if anything sticks out with you.
All right, so... You know, the most important thing for everyone to be concerned with going into these eclipses, like I was just saying, is keeping their ego in check, you know? And because we're coming out of a time where we had such luxurious lifestyles, prosperity, you know what I mean? We can all feel like kings and queens, can't we? So keeping our ego in check, not being domineering or too opinionated, okay? And kind of just being cool, just, you know, let things flow to us, and not resisting any energy is going to be very important as a whole. But for you in particular, let's take a look. Well, you know, you've got, you're a 26-degree a Gemini sun, and you know that you have Pluto is retrograding back in Radup within 2 degrees of that sun. So that also is teaching you a lesson, but it is very important in one sense, Georgianne, is that even though Geminis as a whole could feel as if the rug is being pulled from underneath them sometimes, okay? With Pluto opposing your sun, Pluto is lined up right now with the galactic center, so the amount of energy, the amount of creative energy that and the amount of resource for you to get answers from universe is ecstatic, okay? So when you have a question, all you have to do is just close your eyes and say, and relax your shoulders and say, what is the answer?
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because this will not happen again.
Oh, good.
All right? So the amount of creative force, the galactic center is that swirl of Milky Way from which everything is born that is throwing protons and neutrons and bathing our Earth in life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So feeling, there should be no reason that you're feeling any sort of death energy. If anything feels as if it's being pulled away from you, then let it go. Because just trying to hang on to something that's pulling away is not going to create that. So I know you're one of the people. You're born in 1963, and I've been talking about people born in the 60s who have both Uranus and Pluto in Virgo. So this is a change, but again, hanging on to something for dear life isn't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So sometimes universe can create the illusion that we're going to lose something when the reality is just relax. Don't tense up. Don't create a resistance to the energy. And in your case, of course, you've got both Mars and Pluto in Virgo, right where Saturn's heading for and right where Mars is heading for, and this is going to make you very, very tense, and it's going to create a resistance to the energy when really the creative flow is trying to come to you. So I say, relax.
Okay. This is the time to just let go and
the time when you're feeling to hang on the most is the time to relax and don't offer up any resistance.
Okay. That helps a lot because it is, I feel shifting.
You feel what?
I do feel the shifting.
And you're feeling like, I got to button down the hatches, I got to get rid of all these destructive, toxic people in my life, I got to do this, right?
Exactly.
No, and that's not the answer. The answer is to relax during these transits.
Okay?
Great. I'm not saying, allow somebody to steal something from you. I'm saying it's the tenseness from the Virgo energy and the Saturn energy that's a very tense, nervous energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to relax and submit and just let it flow. Nothing's going to happen here. All good is going to happen to you.
So everything will become apparent to just let go and let it be.
Absolutely. Don't resist.
Okay, that's good.
And relax, do your meditation. Keep looking forward. Don't look back at the past.
Okay. No, that's wonderful. Actually, that fits perfectly with what I've been feeling lately.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
All right, so I see lots of good things because you're going to be one of those few people who's going to be able to benefit from Mars and Saturn, and this is probably, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or happens every 28 years, where you're going to really have enough energy to really accomplish a lot of great things, Georgianne.
Great. And what is this period, that
it's
period?
Coming up right up here in the month of August, all right?
It's the entire month of August.
I would say for you, Saturn's going to conjoin your Mars-Pluto around the 15th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take full advantage, believe me.
I think you should take full advantage and don't resist and don't get scared and just let it flow.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Sometimes change is hard, but we'll just make it easy this time.
I don't think anything is going to change. I think it's going to be an opportunity that comes along.
Oh, good.
All
good,
right?
Good. I'm going to look forward to that. Thank you.
I'm so glad you were on today. Wonderful talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And welcome to my live call-in radio show. When we are open, our lines are open. We're ready to take calls. You can give us a call at 1-877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And I have here as my special guest this evening somebody born in 1980 and I know that Johan is my webmaster, and he's born, I think, in 1979. And these are both people going to be going through their first Saturn return, a unique opportunity because both Mars and Saturn are now in the sign of Virgo, and this should give those people born 1979, 1980 a tremendous amount of energy. This is the year you're going to jumpstart your life. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Well, I can give you my birthday.
Give me your birthday.
July 18th, 1954.
Okay, and how can I help you?
How is my love life looking?
Okay, your love life. And I think we've been doing a lot of talking about the love life and the Leo energy, and Leo rules the fifth house, which is love and romance. So, and you're somebody who was born in the month of July, so this is your birthday month, correct? Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
And I feel, what's going to hit you hard is that your moon is in Aquarius, and you're going to experience that full moon eclipse on the 16th of August on your moon, okay? And what that means is secrets revealed. So you've got some powerful transits going on right now, and you've got Pluto very close to your Mars, okay, which is making you probably feel extremely strong and competent. But then your moon is opposing Pluto, and you've got that full moon eclipse, which says, we've got a lot of Martian energy here, which is very sexual because it's Pluto. And then we've got your moon and your Pluto involved here with this eclipse. This is saying things are not as you might think, okay? So that if there is, let's say, a love affair around you, don't think that just because, you know, it's a hot and passionate love affair that there are feelings involved, okay? The Pluto energy is also talking about jealousy. So I would proceed very cautiously as we get into August, because secrets are going to be revealed. Things are not as you might think, and you might get a little jealous, or you could even be suspicious now of somebody. Are you seeing someone?
Yes, I am, but he hardly communicates with me.
Secretive?
Yes.
Okay. So this might be a cue from you. How long have you been seeing the person?
Since September the 7th.
All right, so it hasn't really been a full year yet. I would say as we come into this new energy in the month of August, I would like you to move into neutral gear and be more observant. Don't chase.
Okay.
All right, so I would say you need to be a little cautious right now, and to see the more you push forward to him, the more he's, you know, the more nasty he might get, all right? So I say go into neutral right now, and I feel in September you're going to be more in control of the relationship. I don't see a breakup. All right?
Okay.
All right, Donnie, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And Marie is my daughter. She's on the line with me. She is a budding actress. Now, you might want to tell the audience out there, how long have I been telling you to be an actress?
Since I started quoting stuff from Sandra Bernhardt and stuff like that when I was
little. No. Go back. How long have I told you should be an actress?
I don't know.
Since you were how old? How old?
Yes, but it's not my fault.
What did you say? What did you say to me?
What did I say?
All right, I'm only the astrologer. I only told her she should be an actress.
Since
she was 2 years old, I knew she should have been an actress. But we have another caller on the line. Hi, who's calling?
Hi. Hi, my name is Zenaida.
What is your name?
Zenaida.
Zenaida?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
4/2/59.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'd like to know what is up the next few months for me.
No. This is a call-in radio show.
Okay.
This is not a full-length reading.
All right. But what about, okay,
wow.
Let me start something short. Marriage-wise.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
My marriage.
How about the eclipses of next month? If we could just make it through next month, I think we'll be happy.
That's fine.
I think if we could just get through next month, I think we'll have clear sailing the rest of the month. But remember, everybody, this is just an hour show, and this whole radio show is recorded because so many people like to download the radio show from the site or from the BBS site to listen to the lessons about astrology. So as much as I would love to, I can't do, like, full-length readings, but we can certainly take a look. And we have an Aries on the line right now. And it looks to me like, you have Mars opposing, your Mars is in Gemini, and it is being opposed by Pluto. That can sometimes indicate, like, arguments. Are you in an argument with anybody or not speaking to someone?
My husband.
Oh, okay.
Husband,
so that's painful, huh?
Excuse me?
That's painful, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know that's kind of hard for you. And I see that, from time to time that you have a tendency to be very self-protective, okay? Even though I feel that you're a very passionate person, this has caused you a great deal of pain. How do I know this? Your south node is conjoining your son, and that sometimes indicates trouble with men or sons, okay? And they tend to cause a lot of pain. So I would say that probably that the condition between you and your husband not talking or arguing or, not saying the right things to each other all the time, that this will turn around when Pluto goes direct in the month of September.
Okay.
All right?
All right,
Donnie. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And, you know, you guys, we are talking about these eclipses coming up, and they're going to be very important. The whole month of August is going to be pivotal and kind of set the tone for the rest of the year. When we think about it, doesn't the school year start in the month of August? Don't a lot of things start and end in the month of August? So this is going to be a very exciting time, as long as we can put aside our egos and just glide through as if we are not paying attention. Now, I know that, you know, it's kind of hard to sometimes understand that we're spiritual beings having an earthly experience. We don't always like to think that way. But we live in a continuum of space and time, and the only time that we can escape space and time is when we're in a meditative state, when we're sleeping, or when we're just zoned out. And as much as we can in the month of August, we should try to release ourselves from the continuum of space and time. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Angela. And
hi,
my
Angela.
Birth. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Fine.
Are you excited about those eclipses?
Well, that's why I was calling. I'm curious. My birthday is April 21st, 1960.
Okay.
And I sort of wanted to see what was going to go, you know, be going on in my life at that time.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that you're out keeping up with this and you're watching, you know, the things that are going on in the stars and in the planets. Okay. So let's see. Well, it does hit your north and south node. Okay. The full moon eclipse on the 16th is in an aspect that they call an inconjunct, okay, which sort of means like the hand of God. So something could be some sort of control, or something could be taken away of which you have no control over. Kind of like, you know, when your car dies on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing you can do about it, right?
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be like a major event, but it just could be an event like that, okay?
I couldn't hear what you said. It would be an event like
when your car dies on the side of the road.
Okay.
Well, you really can't do anything about it. You know, it's
okay.
Kind of like it's taken out of your hands, all right?
Okay.
So if your car is giving you any trouble, or you are having mechanical problems with any, you know, anything, a printer, a computer, or whatever in the house, definitely you want to take care of it.
Okay.
All right?
So as long as it's that small of a thing, I mean, you know, that...
Yeah, pretty much, but, you know, I also see that the new moon on August 1st, are you in a relationship?
No, ma'am, I haven't dated in, gosh, years.
Oh, you know what, the new moon eclipse is foretelling of possible you falling in love.
Oh.
Okay. And remember, eclipses, the event isn't going to happen right there day of, okay? Eclipses can be up to like 3-4 months, you know, in manifesting.
Oh, great.
All right, so I think you could fall in love.
Oh, well, that will be great.
All right, darling, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much. You have
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Week. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic to the stars. You can visit my website at www.terrynazon.com to get your free natal chart, or to learn how to get a reading with me, a private consultation, which you can do by calling 888-334-7785 or visiting my website at www.terrynazon.com. And we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. My name's Alexis. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
And what is your name?
Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S.
Hi, Alexis. And what is your date of birth, darling?
7-16-1968.
5-8 or 6-8?
No, 1968.
Okay. And are you excited about these eclipses, or are you frightened?
That's what I was calling you about. I was trying to find out how the eclipses are going to affect me for next month. And you do
Very
have my
good.
Chart, too. And
Very
you do have
good.
My chart. And you did do my chart a while ago, so hopefully you'll have all the information.
Let me, what is the first letters of your last name?
V-E-S, like B as in Victor, V-E-S.
Okay, so let me take a look here. And let's see, okay, on July 16th?
Yes.
At 10 a.m. All right, Alexis, so, well, you know you've got a lot of stuff going on here with three planets in Gemini, and your moon and your north node in Pisces. So I don't have to tell you that Mars and Saturn are going to be aspecting your chart. So the eclipses really are one thing, all right? The new moon eclipse, I love it. It's going to be on your Jupiter. That's talking about prosperity right
Ooh.
There. Right there. Right
Ooh.
There. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be
I
better.
Was waiting for that. I
oh,
was waiting for
Lord.
That. I was waiting for that.
Very, very good. It's very, very good, all right? And then you've got the full moon is on your Pluto and your Uranus, and so this is talking about something being taken out of your life that's no longer necessary.
Wow,
okay?
You know what? I'm going through something personal right now, but I'm getting ready to make a career move,
yeah.
And also with the career comes the money. In order
yeah.
to make money, you have to spend a little bit of money, so I'm thinking contracts and actually moving to California.
Okay, good. So a lot of this, you know, will help you to find your way to satisfy your dreams, okay? Remember, though, in order to take advantage, you have to go through with no ego. So purge yourself of ego. Purge yourself of opinionated ideas. Purge yourself of, you know, just shed your skin, all right? And just have an open mind and just let the energy come to you. So a lot of the changes you're looking forward in your career and in your work will take place, but probably in the fall.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like August, September.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
all
just
right?
take it easy and just be natural about things and let
it flow.
And let it flow and take it one day at a time and just be happy because you said prosperity is coming.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you have a super weekend.
You too, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazan. And don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazan.com. We have a new formatted website. It's absolutely gorgeous and wonderful, and a shopping cart. Hopefully it's made it a lot easier for everyone to navigate around through the website. And, you know, we have a really intense time coming up to us. I know that a lot of astrologers are looking at this time. They're wondering. And, you know, we have to dig a little deeper. We have to go into Hindu astrology. We have to dig into Kabbalistic astrology to get all the answers, to put it all together. But, you know, right now I've brought with to join me tonight is my daughter, Marie. Marie?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, we also have a caller on the line, so we'll get back to Marie. Hi, who's calling?
It's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You've read me many times, but I haven't called you in over a year, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, I'm just saying you have my card
or a bad thing?
No. But I'm calling about, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling because of the eclipses also and
yeah.
my birthday. May 4th, 51.
Okay, I have your chart right here. So you, of course, have you have Saturn going through your seventh house of relationships, okay? So that can be...
Seventh house?
Your
Saturn.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, say this again. I have Saturn.
You have Saturn.
Oh, yeah.
In your seventh house of relationships,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that's always a hard one. Okay, your seventh house of relationships is Virgo. It rules your sixth house, okay? This
mm-hmm.
is talking about feelings of inferiority, all right? Now, when someone feels inferior, they don't usually show that they feel inferior. What do? They show that they feel superior,
mm-hmm.
okay? So,
mm-hmm.
again, I'm talking about how do we change the energy? How do we move into the future? How do we create a new future? It's about shedding our egos, okay? So you
yep.
got to let go of these feelings that you're having that are really rooted in feeling inferior, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a beautiful girl, sexy beyond belief. You've got the sun and Mars together in the voluptuous sign of Taurus, okay? Ruled by Venus, you have nothing to be to feel insecure about, all right? So
yeah.
I would
okay.
say that both of the eclipse is going to hit you, the first one's going to hit you in the first house, the sixth house, I'm sorry, of work. So perhaps you're going to, this could be meaning a new job, promotion, raise, or it can also mean diet or changing your health or exercising or dealing with a health concern or just going in that direction. Most likely because that new moon eclipse deals with prosperity, it will be possibly a new job, a raise, or promotion, all right? The full moon eclipse almost comes very, very close to your ascendant. And again, I would say you have to watch how you're coming across to other people, all right, because
mm-hmm.
the first houses are the first impression we make.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, like I say, just be in your center zone. Don't let anybody push your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And own your stuff, but don't let other people push their stuff on you.
Okay. Well, yeah, all righty. How about the Venus thing, though? What?
Huh?
I have Venus in Gemini, correct? How is that?
You have Venus in Gemini. What about it?
No, I'm saying how does that fit in with
it doesn't.
It doesn't at all.
No.
Okay.
It's too close to your ascendant. The full moon eclipse is not... Why would you think the full moon eclipse is going to bring love into your life?
It will?
No. The full moon eclipse is going to blow you out the water.
The full
Hello,
moon
full
eclipse
moon?
Is going to blow me... I haven't dated anybody in
but
6 years.
I'm not saying it. It's not about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about love. It has nothing to do with love. The full moon eclipse is in the sign of Aquarius. It's close to the south node in the planet Neptune. Okay, it's very close to your ascendant. It's secrets revealed. It could be the death of somebody. It's a jolting energy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the full moon, it ends things. It's the new moon that brings new energy in.
Okay.
Okay, so the new moon happens in your sixth house. So
mm-hmm.
this is saying, you know, health, diet, a better job, working better relations with people you work with, work on not feeling inferior, but feeling competent, okay?
Okay.
Getting organized, that's what it's dealing with. There's nothing here that's talking about love right now, even though the sixth house is ruled by the sign of Mercury, which is your Venus, and it's your seventh house. You have Saturn in the seventh house, which is very close to the south node, none of which bodes well for relationships, because the planets are right now working to change something within you to have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't force the relationship thing right now. Your Venus, by the way, is square at the north and south node. You have love karma. You know,
okay.
But we all have something to work on in this lifetime. That's the beauty of it, and that's why we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And, Marie, you're there, right?
Yes, Mom.
How do you feel when I have to tell you stuff like that?
What?
When I have to, like, really, you know, say, because Marie also has Saturn in her seventh house, so how do you feel?
Well, I've been staying away from all the Virgo males. That's why.
But you don't like it either, right?
No, I don't. It's very, very lonely.
But when I tell you, well, you know, Saturn's in your seventh house.
But I stay away.
It's like, but first you don't. First you say, shut up.
Well,
right?
The first one in February.
Yeah, right.
I told you to shut up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I spent 12 hours in an art studio being told off. That was a beautiful thing. I love that. The second one, I spent 12 hours on set being serenaded. And then the next day, he acted like he didn't even know me. And then on top of that, he was making out with some girl in the corner. I was just like, oh, no.
Right.
Oh, that broke my heart. Third one, now all I get is my friend Terry, who's a Virgo, sitting here calling.
Okay, all right, stop. So when I tell you, Marie, don't forget that Saturn's in your seventh house, now you just, like, you cower under that. You're like, oh, God, you shake, right?
Why, I'm in my room. I don't want to go.
All right, and we have another caller on the line. Who's calling?
Sally.
Sally?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And what is your date of birth?
3/28/51.
And do you follow astrology?
A little bit, yes.
And how do you feel about these eclipses coming up?
About the eclipse? I think it's going to be a lot of things that come to the surface for
yes,
people.
Very good. Thank you very much, right?
Yes.
Absolutely, especially with the Saturn and Mars and the planets aligning the way that they are. So what is your question for me today?
Just what do you see, anything in particular that's coming up, particularly with my job and my marriage?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you have what's hitting my attention right away is your north and south node. Your south node is in Virgo. Your north node is in Pisces. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You did ask about your job. And
yeah.
Right now we have Mars in Virgo, which is heading straight towards your south node. And your Saturn will be going there through October and November. So the south node can make us a little shaky. It can make us a little scared, all right? So obviously, the situation there is not perfect. Perhaps there's a coworker or a boss that you are not getting along with. I'm also seeing that the retrograde Pluto is squaring your Saturn. So I have to see that, maybe this is not the job for you, and perhaps the longer you try to stay at this job, maybe you should look for another job. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't look to me like you're being valued, and I know that you're a hard worker because you got a lot of energy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not slow. You like to take your time and be thorough about things, all right?
Right.
So I would say what I'm seeing here is by the end of September, the south node is going to roll around to your Pluto, and I have a feeling that you may have a decision to make about another job, okay? So I would be very cautious, and I would polish up my resume right now.
Okay.
And I think that you there's got to be something better out there for you that will make you happier. Because there's just not you're a hard worker, you're a go-getter, you've got a lot of energy, and you need to be acknowledged for that.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And what do you see in my marriage?
Pardon me?
And what do you see in my marriage?
Well, you're a very loyal person. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I think that your approach when problems come up in the relationship or in the marriage is to take your time and sort of think through them. But I feel also that, from time to time over the past few years, it's been a little bit rough, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Does he drink?
No.
No? Doesn't have a problem like that? Okay.
No.
So I would say that it looks to me what gets in the way of you and your husband is power struggles. Who's going to be in control? And like I tell everybody, got to be one chicken and one rooster. Can't be two roosters because they kill each other.
That's cute.
All right. So
okay.
I think I don't see a divorce, but I see difficulties. So what else is new?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
it,
you for
Carrie.
Calling.
God bless.
God bless you, too. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and we're having a great show. And remember, you can always download the recording of this show to listen again to what I had to say about the eclipses and the planets coming up. We do have a few minutes left. You can give us a call. The lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And we do have another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tina.
Who?
My name is Tina.
Tina.
Uh-huh.
And what's your date of birth, Tina?
It's July 7th, 1958.
Okay. And are you excited about all the planets and the alignments coming up?
Yes.
Do you follow along with astrology?
Yeah, I have for a lot of years.
Very good.
I haven't come to a complete understanding. It is rather complicated, okay? But
or do I just complicate things?
Excuse me?
Do I just complicate it?
No, I know the basics, and I am familiar.
Okay, and what is your question to me?
What is my what now?
You have a question for me?
Yes, about next month. I've got so many things going on in my life right now, okay? I got health problems I don't know if I'll ever get rid of.
Okay.
Money problems, very severe.
Okay. I don't want to hear you complain.
Okay. I know.
I was just wondering because the whole process of this show, and I know Marie can attest it, because both Marie and I, we do positive thinking, positive affirmations. Right, Marie?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. And to, you know what, and I know we all have problems, okay? I was sick I couldn't do my radio show because I got sick last week, so we all have problems. But you know what? It's like you have to keep that in the past. Remember I said the sun is in the back. Leo, the sign of Leo is in the back.
Right.
Mars is in the front. Look to the future. You're never going to touch the future. Just keep going towards the future.
Yeah.
All right?
This is what I tried. But I just wanted to know if things are going to change from now on.
Well, things are going to change when they change in your mind too, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could carry around a lot of things that have hurt me or discouraged me. I could carry them around, but I don't. All right?
Right.
And even look at a prime example of this. Donald Trump was in debt how many years ago, and his motto is just keep going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have the past is there. The past will always be a part of us, okay? I'm saying during these eclipses, right now, it's very important that we lose the continuum of space and time. We lose ourselves. We release ourselves from the confinement of that body, from the confinement of that illness, and just go through not thinking about it as if you were in a meditative state, as if you were, you know, driving and listening to the music and zoning out.
Right.
All right? Offering resistance to the planets is what can create a lot of illness and a lot of things that can happen. This illness could be a blessing in disguise. The fact that you are sick maybe slows you down to smell the roses a little bit, okay? So I say look at the good to everything. The eclipse, the new moon eclipse is going to hit your Uranus, and you know what that means? You have an opportunity to change spiritually.
Ah, okay.
All right? And during these ending days is going to be the time when a lot of people are called into spiritual lines of work. Okay?
Okay.
So you could be in the wrong line of work or you could be doing not happy, but I would say August 1st, the new moon eclipse is very close to your Uranus. I think that spells a whole change in your consciousness and in your level of spiritual understanding. So what I'm seeing for you is that nothing is really popping out as to why you are suffering or why you're having a bad time. And that's why I'm saying to you that perhaps it just needs to be a little bit of a tweaking of your consciousness. You're hanging on to something. Pluto is squaring your moon, so you're hanging on to something too tight. So stop hanging on and just relax into the energy. Pluto is like the will of God. And when he grabs you, he wants to show you who's mortal and who's God. And all you can do is you do not show resistance. You submit to the energy. So if you don't have any money, submit to it. Okay, I don't have any money. Right?
Right.
All right. So that's the only aspect that I see that is going to be causing any sort of trouble, but it's really not that trouble because Pluto's going to go direct and move on. So just submit to it. Relax into it. You don't have any money, you cut coupons, you find other ways of doing things.
Okay.
And it'll pass.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I want to thank my daughter Marie for joining me on the radio show because I know she hears me talk a lot like this, don't you, Marie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and Marie is an actress, and she is going to be debuting in a lot of few movies by the end of the year. So we'll be looking for great things from Marie in the future. And I want to thank you, every one of you, for listening to the radio show. I know it gets a little bit deep, so remember, you can always download that recording. And you can visit my website at www.terrynazron.com and get your free natal birth chart so you can follow along with all of these transits that are coming up and going to get so intense on us. And remember, you can get a private consultation with me by calling 888-334-7785 or visiting my website, www.terrynazron.com. And I think that's about all the time we have, and I want to thank BBS radio station Don Newsom, our engineer, for letting us reschedule this show. But we will be back on Thursday, 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, like usual. Thank you very much for listening this evening.